This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. As we ended yesterday, we were talking about this terrible thing that has happened in a Jewish synagogue where two young Palestinians really, a rumor had been started, and responding to the rumor and lies of Satan, they had taken what they had in hand, which was meat cleavers and a gun. I believe they did have a gun. And they went into the synagogue, and it was just absolutely hacked. The people, you could see the blood running. And there's a very misconception if you listen to the media, the leftist media. If you listen, even I'm sad to say in some churches, that the land belongs as much to the Palestinians as it does to Israel. No, it doesn't. God's promises for that land is to Israel. I have a little book that you can put in your pocket, God's Promises of the Land to Israel. He started it off right in Genesis chapter 12. Now, he didn't give them all the land. Arab states have 500 times in area the land that Israel has. They have 500 times more land than the little nation of Israel, which is the size of New Jersey. 60 miles across. Now, some of the radio stations and some of the nations, you know, are reacting. Some of the radio stations, leftist, liberal stations, are saying, what did Benjamin Netanyahu did? He said, we're not going to put up with this. We're going to answer it. The United States should have some backbone. We're going to answer these things. You're not going to behead our people without our doing something about it. And so Netanyahu says, you're not going to come in here in our country, and you're not going to meat cleaver people without we retaliate. And so he retaliated by a way they did before. They went into the homes of the two young men and destroyed them. Now, after these two young men meat cleavered the rabbis who were at prayer, they weren't hurting anybody, they were praying. After they did that, back at their homes, people are passing out candy. People are shouting in the streets. They're dancing. They're singing. They did the same thing when the Twin Towers went down. So people in America need to wake up. People in the church need to wake up. I invite you to go online or watch 700 Club. Pat Robertson's 700 Club has a wonderful little book that they give out free called Islam. I happen to have worked for Lester Sumrall. Helped him do a book called Jihad. In one of the books that people kids study in elementary school, I believe it was Texas, they define jihad as struggle. Jihad is not struggle. Jihad is defined as a holy war to take over the land of the infidels, to murder the infidels. So we see things going on all around us which tell us that we are in the last days, and we have to do what Moses said when he came down off that mountain. When he came down there, he'd been with God. He'd been with God in the presence of God. He had the finger of God right on two tablets. He comes down the mountain, and there his very own brother Aaron and the children of Israel have made a golden calf. He throws those stones down. He's so angry. He draws a line in the dirt, and he said, who is on the Lord's side? And so, folks, we're coming here. Who is on the Lord's side? There is right now going on a judgment of the nations. God himself is seeing how they vote. On the very day of the massacre in the synagogue, here's what Spain did, and I'll read it to you. From the Jerusalem Post. Jerusalem slams Spanish parliament for calling on Madrid to recognize Palestine. Rather than voting on Tuesday to recognize a Palestinian state, the Spanish parliament would have been better off had it condemned the Palestinian terrorist attack on a Jerusalem synagogue earlier in the day. The foreign ministry said in a statement Wednesday, the ministry was responding to a decision by the lower house of Spain's parliament, which unanimously passed a non-binding motion calling on Madrid to recognize Palestine as a state. This move followed similar motions passed recently in the British and Irish parliaments. And I believe, too, that Sweden has made a like move. Countries right now are going to vote, yes or no, whether they are on the Lord's side in the fact that He gave the land to Israel. And folks, you have the opportunity to vote. If I went, and I said it yesterday, I'm saying it again. If I went to a church where the pastor got up and said the Palestinians have as much right to the land as the Jews, or some quote like the poor Palestinians, I'd leave the church. I have a Palestinian friend who's a pastor. He's a pastor in Bethlehem. His father had his father, who's probably in 70s, early 70s now, years ago, had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And before he'd been taught to hate the Jews, he began to read the New Testament, he began to read the Bible, and he saw the God of love. And he saw the place of Israel. We went to his home this year in Bethlehem, wonderful people. And because they have read the Bible and they know that God has a place for Israel, their own lives are blessed, though they live right in the middle of people that absolutely hate them and think they are traitors, because they see what God said. But we're talking about eternity. And we're talking about a God who is going to look down on that Palestinian pastor and his church and his fathers. And they're going to be eternally blessed. Even they're blessed now, but they're protected. God has to protect them. They're people that would like to kill them. So they themselves see. Stephen sees and his father before him saw the place of Israel, and that if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. Now, here's Spain and some of the other countries of Europe. Spain has a terrible record with the Jews. The Spanish Inquisition is one of the most horrible things that ever happened to Jews. They were put on racks. They were tortured. It's absolutely horrid if you read about that. And the Inquisition reached all the way from Spain down to the lands that Spain settled in South America. And I study Bible prophecy. I believe that the old Roman Empire revives and that it becomes the platform off which the Antichrist operates. It has an eastern leg in Asia and countries. It has a western leg in Europe. And I'm going right now. I'm on my way to Australia, and I'm on my way to Honolulu. In both places, I'm going to be teaching on the book of Revelation. And the old Roman Empire revived is coming up. I'm going to tell you something now that I don't often say, but I heard Sister Wilkerson say it. She's a prophetess of God. She said, Spain will never know a move of God. She didn't offer not one word of explanation. In fact, it didn't even quite fit in what she was talking about. But I felt like it was God talking to me and that I had to find it out. And so I found it out, and I found out about the Inquisition. And it's not that a Spanish church can't be blessed or people in Spain be blessed. But I think, though she did not say this, to my own way of thinking, it's because of the Inquisition. Now, I do know they could repent. Spain could repent. They could say, we are sorry for what happened. We could ask God's forgiveness, and we ask the nation of Israel's forgiveness, and it would all be wiped away. His blood wipes away all of that. But what Spain did on Tuesday does not seem to me that they have repented, for they are recognizing Palestine to have a part of the land that is promised by God to Israel. Now, on the other hand, the Australian, I'm on my way to Australia. I'm proud of Australia. The Australian ambassador had another reaction. He donated blood at a Jerusalem hospital after the terror attack. Shocked and outraged, I'm reading again from a Post article, shocked and outraged by the massacre at the B'nai Torah Synagogue in Jerusalem, Australian Ambassador Dave Sharma felt that he must do something in response. The only constructive thing he could think of was to donate blood. "That's what people in Australia do in response to a major human tragedy," he told the Jerusalem Post. So on Wednesday, he drove from his home in Herzliya Pituah to the Hadassah Medical Center in Jerusalem, where he also inquired about the condition of the wounded. After donating blood, Sharma went to the Har Nof neighborhood and visited the scene of the previous day's carnage. The synagogue had been cleaned up, but just being there gave him a sense of what had taken place, he said. He also spoke to some of the congregants, including several who usually attend morning services, but who for some reason were not at prayers on Tuesday when the massacre occurred. This morning that I'm speaking to you, it's Wednesday, and they had that synagogue cleaned up, and they met for prayer there this morning. And that's how the Jews meet. I called my friend, Ronnie Levy, when I heard about it. I just cried. And I called Ronnie. He didn't answer the phone, and I left a message that we're with you. We're praying with you. We're standing with you. We love you. And he sent me back a text. And in the text, he said, "There is a purpose for our being here in the land, and they're not going to drive us out." And I texted him back and said, "Yes, and that purpose is in the Word of God." So what I did after I heard about the attack, I went to the Word of God, which talks about Israel's future in the land. And I meditated those scriptures, and I know they are truth. They brought comfort to my heart, comfort to my soul. I thought about martyrs, and what is the meaning of martyr? Because there are Christian martyrs, and yet there's this kind of a martyr complex with these people, these others. And I found out the difference is life and death. This is what I felt the Lord showed me. A Christian martyr, let's say some of the people who have gone in to help in Syria, and they've ended up to be beheaded recently. The Christian martyr goes into a place to give life. He goes for the purpose of life and the purpose to bless people, and he somehow knows that even he could lose his own life. But the so-called martyrs who went into that synagogue and suicide bombers, their purpose is death. They go in knowing they're probably going to die, but they're going to take a lot of people with them. Usually they want to take Jews. So it's like the Bible says, choose life or death. That's the dividing line, life or death. And so I have two books I'd like you to have this week for only $2 each. They're little pocketbooks. You can put them in your purse and give them to young people. One of them is God's Promises to the Land of the Land to Israel. It shows you clearly God didn't give Israel all the land in the world, but what he gave them, he gave them. The other one is the judgment of the nations for how they treat Israel. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. We'll mail you these books for $2. Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.